They're estimating $5 trillion in tax cuts, mostly going to the wealthy and corporations. And DOGE is the entity that is supposedly going to find the money, find the savings to pay for those tax cuts. So I think we can sum it up this way. Elon Musk is going to pay for his tax cut with your Social Security. That's really what we're looking at here. That's what DOGE is up to.
Lindsay Owens, we're going to have to leave it there. And I just want to give Waleed the last word. 10 seconds. What should people do right now?
People should go to indivisible.org and visit their Senate office and demand an investigation of Elon Musk. And that Senate business should come to a halt.
We want to thank Waleed Shaheed, Democratic strategist. We'll link to his piece, Elon Musk is staging a coup. And Lindsay Owens, thanks for joining us from Groundwork Collaborative. In your piece, there are several reasons Musk wants to control Treasury payments. None of them are good, she writes. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Toot Your Worm. And today is my birthday episode. Wow! Yeah, it's not my birthday today, but it will be my birthday, and I wanted to play some songs kind of leading up to my birthday and kind of in theme of what I want to encompass in this year of my Jordan year, you know, 23, I'm turning 23. And yeah, so the first song is called 23 by Cleo Soul. And it's not about like turning 23, it's actually about mommy issues. And yeah, that's kind of crazy because I'm not trying to show that in my episode today, or like it's not in theme with the episode today, but it's my favorite song that is called 23. Like there are many other songs that are called 23, but they're just not my favorite. And you know me, I love Cleo Soul. Cleo Soul is one of my faves. And this song actually comes before my favorite song of all time on the album, and it's called Music by Cleo Soul. So 23 comes before Music, and that's why I love it so much. They pair well together, and they are my favorite songs on the album, but obviously Music is my more favorite, I guess. Oh my gosh, guys, right now it's like 1 a.m. I'm sleepy, but I have to do this episode because I love you guys, and I love doing radio, you know, so I had to. And if you hear rustling in the background, it's because I'm doing this episode in the comfort of my bedroom. I'm in bed right now, just recording, so this is great. And then the song after 23 is Slow Jams by Twista, Kanye West, and Jamie Foxx. I love this song. I know Kanye West is on the song, but like, don't even worry about that. Like, it's old Kanye. It's like on the College Dropout album. And yeah, I just relate and resonate to the song a lot. You know, sometimes I'll be in the club and I'm like, I don't know any of these songs because I listen to mostly slow jams in my daily life, and I only know lyrics to slower songs, so usually I'm not like as hyped. Sometimes I am really hyped when I know a song, but most of the time I'm just like, whenever I'm walking to school or like walking home or doing anything outside walking, I am usually listening to music. And the music I listen to is not club music. And sometimes I would rather have a soulful song playing in the club that I know, you know, like some, you know, in the song, it's, they talk about like Marvin Gaye and Luther Vandross. That's like my type of music for real. Like I love old soul and old R&B. Anyway, that's why I put it in there because, you know, it kind of relates to me as a person. And then I wanted to put Love is the Message by Shebad because I've been really into Shebad lately, and Love is the Message is the first song on their debut album, their new album. And yeah, it's giving like woman, you know what I mean? Like she's the mystery, you know, they're just talking about a woman and how they're like, they're just, yeah, whatever, you know. And I was like, sure, I'll add that one. And then the song I'm gonna play after that is See You Girl by Steve Lacy. And some of you may know the song. What you didn't know is that Steve Lacy actually wrote the song about me. It literally has my initials in the song, and he's talking about like this girl from college, and like she's going to college while he's going on tour, you know, like that's literally what happened to us, and we had to be separated. And because he's a musician and he's going on tour and I have to go study or whatever. And yeah, that's the lore behind that song. If you didn't know that me and Steve were a thing before and now it's like complicated. But you know, I'll always have this song to remember us by. But yeah, that's the songs I'm gonna play for now. Hope you guys enjoy those songs.
Yeah, it's Fox, man. I'm just saying. I was talking to the girls, you know, and we don't put enough emphasis on the ladies sometimes. You know, I was talking to this girl. She was talking about the music all fast in the club. You know, she got to drink water because she thirsty. She done danced like 9,200 songs back to back, but ain't nobody, you know, really try to find out what she feeling, like how she feel. You know what she told me?
Are you gonna
check it out. This is what she said. She said, oh, she said she wants some Marvin Gaye. Some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party all right. She says she wants some Betty for the world, some new addition, some Manny Pemberton, but definitely set this party all right.
Yes, it will. It definitely will. You know, I told her to drive over in your new. Bring some friends you cool with. I'ma bring the cool whip. Then I want you to strip. D.U. is my new chick. So we get our grind on. She be grabbing, calling me Biggie like Shine Home. Man, I swear she fine home. Why she always lying on? Telling me them diamonds when she know they rhymes. Got a light skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. I play ready for the world. She was ready for some action. My dog said you ain't no freak, so you got to prove my man wrong. I'ma play this Vandross. You gon' take your pants off. I'ma play this Gladys Knight. Me and you gon' get right.
Some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but
get the party. what I thought I knew I was. Oh, I'm all of it, oh. But I thought I knew because, oh, of all of it, oh. What I thought I knew I was, oh, I'm all of it, oh, but I thought I knew because, oh, of all of it, oh, there are things that I can't touch, oh, I'm all of it, oh, in the window of my love, oh, I'm all of it, all of it.
So the songs I just played for you guys were 23 by Cleo Soul, Slow Jams by Twista, Kanye West, and Jamie Foxx, Love is the Message by SheBad, and See You Girl by Steve Lacy. And I hope you guys enjoyed those songs, starting off a little bit more upbeat, and actually the next few songs are not going to be as upbeat. I mean, they're going to be upbeat, but not like happy, but like the beat is like rah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Anyway, if you don't, that's fine. But the next songs I'm gonna play for you guys are Claire by Deyes. Oh my gosh, can you guys hear my heartbeat? Low-key, I'm resting my mic on my heart, on my chest. So, because Loki is kind of heavy and I'm not gonna put it on the table because, yeah. Earlier I was holding it just like with my hand because I'm strong. But anyways, because I'm an alpha, oh my gosh, it's a good sequence to the next thing I'm gonna be talking about, because the next few songs I'm gonna play. So first of all, it's gonna be Claire by Deyes, and obviously you guys know why I'm putting that song in. If you didn't know, it's literally my name, but yeah, now you know. And then the second song I'm gonna play is Bella's Lullaby by Carter Burwell, and it's from Twilight, the movie. Can you hear my heartbeat actually? Oh my goodness. Anyway, and then the next song is gonna be Bring Me to Life by Evanescence. Anyway, yeah, that song, the one that goes like, actually, I guess you'll hear it, but, and then the next song is gonna be Play Destroy by Poppy and Grimes, and I included that one because Grimes, I wonder if you could also hear the notifications that are going off. Let me put on Do Not Disturb, or is he gonna stop? Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I put Poppy, the song, Play Destroyed by Poppy and Grimes, because Grimes' name is actually Claire, and I didn't know that, so that's why I'm including that song. And Grimes is also Canadian, if you guys didn't know. So, and I am a Canadian Claire, so, oh my goodness. This needs to stop being on my chest. So, but anyways, those songs I put in because my birthday party this Saturday is gonna be alpha themed, and I have been watching a lot of Twilight movies recently, and I'm gonna be watching Twilight on Tuesday, so I'm excited for that. Yeah, and then Bring Me to Life is a very alpha song, so I thought it was on brand. And yeah, those are the songs I'm gonna play, and I hope you guys enjoy. Everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And the songs I just played for you guys were Claire by Deus, Bella's Lullaby by Carter Burwell, Bring Me to Life by Evanescence, Play Destroy by Poppy and Grimes. And yeah, those are the songs I just played for you guys. And then the next two songs I'm going to play are Nomad by Claro and Two Ghosts by Harry Styles. Nomad by Claro, I'm playing it because it's by Claro. And Claro has the name Claire in her actual name. And I also have Claire in my actual name. And then Harry Styles, I wanted to put because he actually has the same birthday as me. Fun fact. Throughout my entire life, people would just tell me, oh my gosh, he has the same birthday as Harry Styles. And I'm like, oh wow, cool. Because I don't listen to his music, but cool, I guess. Yeah, I put Two Ghosts in because it was the one that I liked, kind of. And it's on his self-titled album. So it's Harry Styles by Harry Styles. And then the song Two Ghosts, it's like, where are the two ghosts? And it's giving, if you guys are like interested in like zodiacs and stuff, he's an Aquarius, obviously, because he has the same birthday as me. And you know, the detachment, this song kind of gives detachment vibes, and that's why I also included it, because it's like, oh, we're both like, we have the same birthday, and you know, we're, it's like he's kind of speaking to me type vibe, and we're like detached from this world, you know what I mean, is how I am interpreting it currently for this episode. But anyway, yeah, those are the songs I'm gonna play for now, and I hope you guys enjoy. Oh, and also I wanted to put Nomad, like Claro's song Nomad, because for a while I thought it was like the most relatable song in the whole freaking world. I couldn't stop listening to that song for a while because, I don't know, it was just like very relatable. Actually, when I was posting on my story for like the Claro concert, I put in like to show my nails, I put a certain lyric, and that was the most relatable part of the song for me at the time. Anyways, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the songs and I will be back. Okay, enjoy.
I'd rather be you. Couple more tattoos. But it's not you and it's not me. Tastes so sweet, looks so real, sounds like something that I used to feel. But I can't touch what I see. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me, trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. The fridge light washes this room white. Moon dances over your good side. And this was all we used to need. Tongue tied like we've never known, telling those stories we already told. 'Cause we don't say what we really mean. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. Just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty, trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. We don't see what we
see. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty, trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. To have a heartbeat. I'm just trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat.
So the songs I just played for you guys were Nomad by Claro and Two Ghosts by Harry Styles. And if you hear scratching at my door, that is my cat. It is 5 a.m. It is now 5 a.m. And yes, I took a nap between takes. But yeah, Poblita is at the door because she could hear me. She wants someone to watch her eat her food. But anyway, I gotta finish this and then we'll see. Anyway. Okay, so the next few songs are going to be the last songs I'll play for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode. You know, birthday vibes, turning 23, I guess. The next few songs I'm going to play are Genesis by Grimes, Joy by Zane Soul, Periwinkle by Luna Lee, and Glue Song by Biba Doobie featuring Claro, and adding in the Grimes song because I like the song, actually. I wanted to play the Poppy and Grimes song earlier because I was talking about Poppy with my housemate the other day and how she got into metal music, I guess, and she was like really popular on YouTube for doing a lot of weird things, and I really messed with her because of that, and her going into metal is kind of on brand, and you know, I also messed with that. I liked the song that played in this episode, so maybe I'll listen to her other music. We'll see. But yeah, I wanted to add in Genesis by Grimes also because it's like nice sounding and it's like upbeat. It's cute. Anyway, I wanted to put in Joy by Zane Soul, whatever her name is, because she talks about wishing for peace and joy or whatever. So I was like, oh, it's like what I wish, I guess. This is my birthday wish song, you know, manifesting recently, planets aligning, like all the planets aligned recently, and I hear it was a very good day for manifesting. So hope you guys manifested whatever you wanted, I guess. But anyways, yeah, I wanted to add in that song. And then Periwinkle by Luna Lee, I added in because low-key my birthday color. When I turned one, I was wearing a periwinkle dress at Jollibee in the Philippines, so wanted to add that in. And then for my 18th birthday, I also wore a periwinkle dress. And then the last song, Glue Song, Biba Doobie is Filipino, and she wrote that song for Filipinos. And the feature with Claro, her name is Claire, so it's like Filipino plus Claire, literally me. That's why I wanted to add in that song. And yeah, so that is the end of the episode, and hope you guys enjoy the songs I'm gonna play for you last. And yeah, see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you.
looking for joy? Does the looking ever stop? I wanna get rich one day. Not just rich in wealth, but rich in health, rich in love, rich in support, you know? Rich. I wanna get lit, yeah. Pop my booty to the beat, yeah. I don't care how you feel. I'm doing it for me. Looking for deals. Looking for me. Looking for love. And every little thing in between. Looking to win. Looking to heal. Looking to build. Does the looking ever stop? I wanna get. Yeah, pop my booty to the beat, yeah. I don't care how you feel.
I don't care.
Cause I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for me. I wanna be lit, lit, lit. Pop my booty to the beat, baby. I don't care how you feel, feel, feel. Cause I'm doing it for me. I don't care how you feel, feel, feel. Cause I'm doing it for me.
Always knew I'd find you to be here as well. took the